Night tonight.
Where is she?
A fellow cop leads Pepper into a trap on Policewoman.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I'm a little distracted today. I don't know if you have the power to do it, but can we get the Klansman out of the chat group again, please?
Oh, is he back?
He's back again. I don't want to justify any of his commentary, but I'd really, I can't have that there. And I won't dignify his commentary.
All right. I don't see him on my end, so maybe he's already
Wow. That's
well,
great.
Mike, you know how Klansmen work. In deepest secrecy.
So I'll we're not going to be able to
I think he's been kicked.
Yeah, I know we kicked him last week. Unless he did, could he have started another account?
No, let's. All right, I don't see him again, so that's good. Maybe he got booted out there.
Sometimes you can be inappropriate that YouTube itself will kick you out.
And Mike, don't worry about it. I'll speak to him at the meeting tonight.
Are you ready to go, Rob?
I am.
Good. Okay. So let's welcome everybody to Happy Monday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to be here. And we it was just a weird energy this morning, getting everything kind of together. We have me in my home studio. I'm the only one at this point. Josh is on the road. Rob is in Miami, Florida. We have to explore that in just a second here. You're still married, right? Are you still married?
Documents point to it, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've got papers and everything.
Does the law work if you're away a certain amount of time? Kind of like the opposite of a common law marriage?
No, I think it's only divorce? It's only when you cross the Mississippi, if I remember the rules right. You have to be on the same side, different sides of the country for it to invalidate itself. But we're very much married.
Rob is still in Miami. And Josh, you are in an undisclosed location where I do not know where you are.
Have you ever heard of the town of Bradenton?
Oh, Bradenton, Florida?
Yes, I am right next to the Bradenton
Airport. Oh, so you went to
Airport.
See some baseball. Is that what
I
you did?
I did. This is a baseball weekend. So I saw the Orioles for a little bit yesterday.
God, look at that connectivity he's got in his car.
I know.
I woke up this morning, started sitting up, and realized that I have a 12-year-old 8 feet from me who's sound asleep, and I know for a fact he was up past midnight last night and up later than the parents.
Spring break in a lot of Florida school districts.
It is. Yes. It's spring break. So I decided I would go to the car to make my day better, make it start without waking up a grumpy 12-year-old.
I'd like to pretend that he is broadcasting live from the Josh Cave, which is his own personal
broadcast.
No,
he's broadcasting from his fancy new car, I can tell.
I know.
I see this. Oh, you know what? Would you like to see? I uploaded a picture of my setup.
Oh, good.
Love to see that. Here,
this is my setup in the car.
That is, but the connectivity. So you are, seriously, because I hate to get into the weeds technically, but the connectivity that you have on the show may be better than what you have in your home.
It's not better than in my home. Maybe the sunlight's better, makes video look better. But
just the stability of it, looks good.
It is better than I had inside the hotel room also. It's just coming from the hotspot on the phone.
Great acoustics, too. You got to give Elon credit for building a lovely little studio there.
You know, this is the test. Next step is setting this up so I can drive while this is running.
That is the coolest. I have to say this, that, you know, the promotion for we should get seriously ad dollars from the Tesla Corporation for the way you've been promoting it on this show, because I work with you and I still have been influenced. I mean, I talk to you every single day. I am still now curious and searching up Tesla, finding, I know it's $99 a month to get their self-driving option. I get the whole, which is an additional, you know, amount for the car.
Worth every penny for the stress relief.
It's just like getting YouTube TV. but you're driving a car.
Well, what's great is now I can watch YouTube TV while the car's driving.
And then this morning, maybe this morning or last night, I ended up with my little electric vehicle searching up any software updates, like in a way of saying, like, will it be like mine? But it won't. But it's very, very cool to see both of you now back to Miami, Florida. And Rob.
And by the way, we should be getting money. I got a dozen emails over the weekend about Sumo oranges. I should be getting paid by them.
Another thing. We went crazy. All right, so the period of mourning still continues in Miami, but I do need to address something that I am concerned about. Because now the total time that you have spent away from your wife is what?
I would say over the past 3 months, probably 2 months. All told, you know, I've come and gone like a stranger in the night.
Now, I know you are not a confrontational individual. Has she made any kind of reference to the fact that you haven't been home or that, you know, she needs you up there or
how's the deployment?
What happened is this is, and Mike, I think you'll be very pleased. I was going to surprise you, but since it came up organically.
Yes.
I will be leaving Friday to go back home this week. So I finally bought my second ticket. But I did talk to Kathy about it. I said, I think, you know, is it cool if I go? And she said, yeah, I think we're past the fact that we need.
How quickly did she say, let's do a playlist. And in my mind, I will play the role of Kathy.
All right.
And my stepmother, you play the role of you asking if it's okay. All right.
Okay, you know, Kathy, I've been here a while. I was wondering if you thought it was about time that I should head home.
Yes.
That would be. That's very close. See, very close.
I saw it slightly different.
Okay, you did. All right.
I saw it as, I already bought your ticket. You're going Friday.
No, it wasn't
Got
that.
Got it for you.
Just because I woke up and every phone and every iPad and every computer in the condo was on United.com, I took that as a clue. But no, I actually. I went through, and I want to applaud the gas prices for making one-way trips so reasonable lately. But, yeah, I'll be leaving. I'll be home this weekend. And it's been a long time, but you know what? I won't
say to. Do you look forward to being comforted when you get home?
It's funny. I called Carrie. No, I texted her. She's more of a texting person. She's like you, Mike. She hates being on the phone with me. And so I texted her, and I said, do I have permission to buy a plane ticket to come home this weekend? And she
said, hold on.
Wait, permission to buy a
plane
ticket?
I mean, I want to make sure that, A, she's just done some credit finagling, so I want to make sure I use the right card, and I said...
Okay, that's different than permission.
Okay, wanted to get all the details worked out. And I texted her back and said, I'll be back on this date, and she said, great, I'm house-sitting till Monday, and I will see you then.
Let's talk turkey.
I'm all ears. Go ahead.
I mean, it's weird that she, you know, I mean, this is, you're kind of in a.
Is it weird, though?
Well, no, you tell me, pal. I don't know anything about your relationship.
First of all,
I have no idea.
I know it's weird. I don't much like being called pal. But.
Okay. All right.
I think
but
that.
But it's weird.
It is. I suppose. I won't say it's weird. I'll say it's not usual. I've always said, going back to the afternoon show, Mike, I've always said that the secret to a happy marriage is time apart. So I think that's a sort of a secret. Remember, she's traveled without me. She did a business trip to France, and we've done stuff apart, and we do okay. Also, I tend to think that what with October being our 30th wedding anniversary, she probably enjoys the time away from me. I would almost guarantee it.
But it really isn't about her, if I may. I mean, it's about you right now, I would think.
You know what? I got other things on my mind than her right now.
Yeah.
Weren't you kind of away the first 26 years?
Well, you mean, well, only in the darker, after 5 p.m. I was away. Yeah. But I do think that we've talked in the past about how I compartmentalize a lot of emotions. And bottle them up. And I think we've sort of got a sort of a a template of when something goes like this, she's there, but she leaves me alone a little bit. It's my dad. I know she's hurt by the tragedy, but it's not her father, and it's mine to deal with. And it's been a weird, weird few weeks after he passed. And, you know, there's no ill will, no bad feelings. I text everybody every day. Everybody's good. But I'm just about ready to wind things up here. And this is sort of an isolated moment for me. I'm in his place, surrounded by his things. And Kathy and I talk all the time, and we laugh some, and we cry some. And we're not crying as much anymore. I think we've sort of made a step. And I actually slept pretty good last night for the first time in weeks. We did a couple things this weekend that were like normal people things. Went to the pool, which was nutty. I got yelled at by old people, which is also great.
Welcome to Florida, baby.
I'm also an old person now. I'm 55. I can live in this community.
Yeah, and you can give back, too. You can give it back if somebody's as a person that is now over 50, you can give it back, and you can give it back double.
Well, what I did was, and you'll appreciate that. We'll go back to Carrie in a moment. I'll think of her, as I always do. We were at the pool. Now, and
stop right there.
What?
The little asides. The little,
those are jokes.
That's for the show. That's an exaggeration for the show.
If she had called you
right
when you lost your father
right
and said, I'm on the next plane down,
mm-hmm.
What would that scenario have been like? Would you have been?
I would have been thrilled.
Okay.
I asked her to come down when things were at the end, and it didn't work out. She had offered. And then when I asked, you know, I said, this would be a great time to come down, and she explained why it didn't work out. So, but again, those are her priorities, and these are my priorities. And there's a certain...
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds passive-aggressive.
Well, I don't mean it like that. I don't.
When you say those are her priorities and you give no more information, it's confusing to me.
Okay, if she has got... working and house sitting, and you know, it's not always easy for her to call into work. Well, also a responsibility to the students. There are precious few teachers that teach special ed, and she's the head of it.
Okay,
and if she has to call out, it's a big deal. So it just didn't work out. And I understand her priorities as far as that goes. I was, and still am, I'm a little screwed up right now. I'm going through a lot of stuff, and it's been really beautiful to get to do the show every day. It's 90 minutes. I don't have to think about all that stuff. But the other 22 and a half hours, there's a lot to think about. There's a lot to do. And I want to be supportive. And I'll be honest, I want to be supported too. Kathy and I knew my dad as well as any people in the world. And I think we're good partners in mourning, if that makes any sense at all.
If I'm out of school asking these questions, you tell me to knock it off because I don't want to get into other people's business. Moving forward, is she going to stay down in the Miami area, do you think? Or
I've actually got this lawyer down here, and we're pressuring him to give me the condo. So we're going to put the squeeze on Kathy so I get the condo, and then she'll be homeless.
She's no longer family.
That's right. She's out of the family. She was fine.
So weirdly not funny. But anyway.
Her intention is to stay in Miami. But keep in mind, there's other properties around that she has to figure out what to deal with. The beach house on the Eastern Shore that I've talked about a lot, that was one of the biggest bucket list items on my father's list of his whole life, was to own a beach house. And I was with him at his side.
You, some of your best moments with your dad were down there.
And with my kids, too. And, I mean, I was with my dad when he picked out the design and started choosing.
I remember all
this.
I was with you when that was all going on.
But that is also, also the pack rack home. That's the one that's going to be the hardest to clean up, right?
Yeah, well, it's the biggest house, so there's a lot of stuff in there. He actually designed it with storage, so stuff could be there. But lately, I know that we talked at length on the show about when Kathy's daughter took her life, and with my father gone, and it's just not as joyful anymore. I still love the place. I think it's beautiful. The beach place. But it's a little different. It's a little different now. Okay. And you know what? It's not his place if he's not there.
Got it. Totally understand.
I mean,
that.
He designed that to entertain and be a great friend and great father and great grandfather, and he was, and it was the greatest house.
You loved it down there because he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well, it really was. Mm-hmm. And then they've got a condo in Falls Church to deal with. Kathy has a place in Springfield. So there's a lot of, and you know, bad enough for two people to own all that stuff. Now it's one person that owns all that stuff. So she's got to deal with all of those things. I think she'll end up in Miami. Her son lives in Tampa, Josh, my stepbrother, and that's not too far. And I mean, if anything I've learned the last 3 months, this is a great place to live.
It is.
I love it.
Look, here's the weird thing, and we all now can relate to it about Florida. You know, and later on, I'll talk about my daughter giving me a call first thing this morning. My daughter is now a resident of Chicago, and I have to say that the lifestyle down here, just on ability to do stuff, is great. Unfortunately. The state is, I think the a-hole ratio is just so off the charts down
here. I agree.
That drives people away. I know it happens every week. There are people that move out of this state because, you know, with all the sunshine and all the activities, it's still
if we stay behind the gates, it's very nice.
Yeah.
But it's a weird mix in Florida because it's the people who have been here their entire life. So they feel like they own the state. And then you have these New York, New Jersey people moving in who think they've done all this work that they are better than the Florida people, but they have now earned their retirement.
I think that's the entitled word that comes to mind, Josh. Yes. And on our side, it's more like the Midwesterners that come down here and retire.
Indiana, Mike.
It's and it's really a strange amalgam of humanity. It really, really is. And I think that when I moved down here the first time and I was enjoying the lifestyle, I never imagined myself, putting a limit on that. And now I don't know when my son gets out of high school where I would end up, because you can have... It's almost like a party where you can have so much fun and then you're like, well, you just want some peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's strange. We are watching.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
We are watching the Northern Virginia-fication of where we live. It is as obvious as the day is long.
They've invented the way to maximize profit with minimum land. That's a Northern Virginia thing, and they're doing it.
Every usable space, just one after the other. The big thing around here are, I don't know how, what you would refer to them probably as car condos, where people that don't have the space in their homes put a car in a special, it's a storage unit for automobiles. And they put it like they put it. The toy vault is one down here, and then
How many shows you could do from there, Josh? A new car every day.
it's fancy cars and it's RVs.
Yeah, they've got those too. But the thing about on the street that I live on, about 2 years ago, they started construction. On it's called the Proton Therapy Center. It is a cutting edge cancer treatment facility that there are so few of them in the world that it was a very special. Got a lot of attention, and it was just delightful to watch that place go up and see that it's right down the road. It just is absolute state of the art. Medical treatment for people, and I like that. I like having that around here. So when they
it's a
broke
shame
ground,
there's no more sick people in Florida than there are.
Same, really, just a terrible shame. And then, basically next door, we see they're clearing the lot there, and it's like, the curiosity is, what are they going to be putting up there? And it's just, and then you see from the street a solid cinder block wall. And the sign next to it that says luxury carports. And I'm like, and I go, the Napoleon.
But storage
is
a good sign. I mean, it could have been a cemetery.
But it could have been something. You know what I mean? When you're in the middle of overdevelopment and you're watching it on an almost a weekly basis, breaking ground, and you look at this crap and you see, oh, great, a place for rich people to put their vehicles. It's like, I don't know why that that strikes me the wrong way.
A high rise has been completed since I've started visiting my father down here in October. I've watched it grow, and now they're selling condos here. And it's already crowded. The traffic already surpasses Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, and a little more dangerous, actually, too.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, but I will say this, is that if I went through what I had to go through the past couple months, and I'm not saying, oh, woe is me, but I've been through some stuff. If I didn't have the sunny weather and the ability to go out in the morning and take a deep breath and say, ah, yeah, this is nice, it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah, you're at that stage. You're at that stage.
If I had been in D.C. where they're battling 80 degrees and 2 inches of snow within 24 hours of each other, I wouldn't be in a weird, weird headspace, weirder than I am now. But you're right. It's probably enough, and it's time to go home. And it's not like going home ends everything. Kathy and I will be on the phone every day, I'm sure. But it was the kind of thing
where... I thought you were talking about your own marriage.
No. But we are, Mike, we are blessed to have a job that we can do remotely. And the fact that there wasn't a real...
What's that like?
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the two you are. I'm always here.
You were the first person to do a remote broadcast. Come on.
I was, absolutely.
But we were able to do this and not rush or step aside or postpone the grieving. It's really helped. Really, really helped.
Oh, that's good. It's lucky.
It's really lucky. But, you know, it's always scared to make that next jump. But I think it's time to do it this weekend. So that's what we're going to do.
It'll be nice to have everybody where they are. But you're right. That's one of the delights of the what we do, that we can do it mobily. Right before I was going to take my kid to the school bus today, I get a call from Chicago, and then she says, I want to show you something. And she's, by the way, 6:30-ish.
Yeah,
she's calling me Chicago time.
We should set up, this is your daughter.
It's my daughter, Catherine, my oldest, who is walking from her apartment to her office in Chicago, and she turns on the FaceTime, and there is the snow pouring on down in Chicago.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the technology we have to do stuff. But I called her back after I dumped my son off at the bus, and I said, thank you for making my week, because to know that your kids are doing well is the greatest thing in the world. And
when Michael got out of the car, did you say, get out, I got someone important to talk to?
No, they were talking to each other.
Oh, good. Love each other. Yeah.
She was giving us a tour of her office building, her brand new office building. They're actually going to move into a nicer space, but she's right downtown. She was showing me the Sears Tower in the distance where she was. And I will tell you that there is no better way to get a week started than talking to her. Really haven't had a chance to meet her new dude, but except on the phonies, younger than she is.
I picture him as very, very thin. Is he thin?
No, he's actually kind of athletic. He's a military guy, and
they always date their fathers, don't they?
He's a reservist. So he is, he's on a deployment in California right now. And so, it's different. And, I think
he
lines up with Soroka, you know, as far as his thoughts, which is interesting.
Yeah. That is excellent. It'll be good. Can I come for Thanksgiving this year?
You shouldn't be in the military if you're otherwise.
Yeah, probably difficult. You know,
determined if she's going to be Cubs or White Sox?
No, we never got to that. I want to hear more from her, what she's doing. She goes in and talk about being married to her job. She's you know, was up till 2 o'clock doing work, and she's walking to work at a little before 7 a.m. this morning. So she's slaying the dragon,
man.
And she's the first one in her office waiting. And she said, six guys work for have 10 minutes to get there. And she's a taskmaster, and sales consulting is what she does. It's all over the place, so I wouldn't be able to intelligently explain it. But
where is she balancing the real career right now with her acting dream?
But the real job takes complete precedence over that right now.
And she's okay with that?
Yeah, she's cool with that. You get to, I think that that reality, you know, there's so few people that that hit when it comes to Hollywood. Speaking of Hollywood, I am absolutely, and we'll have it in the news, but I am now officially off award shows. I had no interest whatsoever in turning on the Academy Awards last night. None.
Did you look at even a stitch of it?
Didn't even look at a highlight. Watched highlights of the WBC. Watched Dominican Republic against the United States. That, to me, was much more interesting to me.
No Oscars here. We opted for Naked and Afraid.
Naked and... Oh, you and... Oh, wow. That's
interesting. Believe me, it ain't a sexy show. It's what's that?
Naked and Afraid, is that a TV show or your living room?
Oh, okay. That's a TV show, you see.
Oh, I didn't see you here.
No. I'm doing the laundry. And
I just don't have any desire. And then when I checked today the news stories and saw the list, I'll have it for you. Well, I'll welcome your thoughts on it, on what you think and whether you care about this in any way, shape, or form. I probably watched two movies that were involved in the Oscars. And as a matter of fact, not because of the Oscars, but I watched one of them this weekend, Sinners, which I thought was pretty cool. A vampire
Sinner.
Movie. Sinner! That's what
it
was.
The one with the startling dual role, right?
What do you mean?
Yes, yes. It is.
Where Michael B. Jordan plays two parts.
Oh, he plays twins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, essentially
like
twins.
Like a Three Stooges short.
Smoke and Stack. Those are the character names that he plays in Sinners. And a very strange, interesting movie. You know, lots of sexual content, too. That's why they called it Sinners.
He didn't ever do anything with himself, did he?
No.
Okay, good. Good, no. Because with two people, you know.
No, there's just it's a sexually charged vampire thriller, is how I would. Does neither one of you have seen that?
Why are we all leaning towards monster movies again? I mean,
why are we leaning towards crap again? Because there's nothing.
I mean, of
worthwhile.
Course it's crap, but there's a lot of monsters. Frankenstein that Josh and I talked about on Hicks Nicks, we both hated it. I think
the original
the new one got like three Oscars, and the movie was literally hard to sit through. I don't know what is going on out there. I can't think of any other movies that I have seen that were nominated this year.
The modern version of Frankenstein, I'm all for suspending disbelief.
Yeah.
Even especially for a monster movie, but still you gotta have some credibility. You're telling me he walked all night through the Arctic Circle to get to those guys. Come
on. Really? Mike, remember, he's a sexy Frankenstein.
Yeah.
There was other one movie that we all saw that got an acting nod is the movie about the disappearing classmates, the school class that disappeared.
Weapons.
Yeah. The aunt got a nod for that. She won. So that's okay.
So did you look in? I mean, Conan's one of my favorite people, you know?
No, I don't think Conan's good in that venue. I don't think I think he's a little too high strung, high energy. He yells a lot. We don't
Josh,
need
did
that.
You watch the Oscars from your car?
No, they had to go up against the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah,
and the World Baseball Classic has gotten really good. So no, that's
does it
I
make
was.
Me anti-American that I was really pulling for the Dominican team?
Mike, I was in a Buffalo Wild Wings last night to watch the game, and most of the restaurant was cheering for the Dominican Republic.
The Dominican people, you know, the Red Sox have had multiple Dominican successful players, and
Carl Yastrzemski.
The joy and the exuberance.
Yeah,
if they could bring not just the Dominican team, but all the teams, if they could bring 1/10 of their passion to Major
USA
League Baseball,
shows a ton of passion and excitement.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so cool to watch. And it was, I would have to say, I'll ask you, Josh, that has to be great for baseball. It really does. Be.
Overall, yeah.
Be. Because there's stars on every team now that are
everybody said yes.
Stars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody said yes. And, you know, in Miami, they were talking about whether it was 60-40, 70-30, Dominican to USA fans. And we went to an exhibition game with Puerto Rico at JetBlue Park here. And the passion and the enjoyment.
I remember when you did that, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God, it's fun to watch. And
you came in, like, almost changed. You had seen something that really, really thrilled you when that happened. I recall that.
The enthusiasm is great, and it makes me wonder about how you would you envision – I'll ask Mr. Baseball here. You're not going to change Major League Baseball, but when you think of the way soccer is done, where you have every several years you have the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Do you see them expanding the time frame for the World Baseball Classic? Because it's obviously a smashing success.
Right. I think you're going to do something where it's going to expand. I think the Olympic Committee is the ones that got to look at that and be like, we took baseball out of our organization, yeah. And they're doing amazing without us.
What kind of TV coverage is this World Baseball getting? Any networks jumped on it yet?
Well, it's Fox has all the games, so it's either on Fox or like yesterday was on FS1, which I didn't even know was a channel. So you got to deal with that when there's cross games, but it's all on Fox. I think it's getting really good ratings. I see a lot of praise for it online.
Yeah,
and the players, like yesterday, I was at the Orioles game. And it started raining after 2 innings. It got rained out after 2 innings, but I was telling Owen, I'm sure all the players are excited because it's 7 o'clock. They can go watch the game in an hour now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had a 6 p.m. game. You had a 6 p.m. game last night?
I had a 6 p.m. game, yeah.
Oh, that's a drag because that's when the weather came here on this side of the state.
We only got in 2 innings, but my daughter from Tampa that I haven't seen since Christmas drove down and joined us for the game, so that was worth the drive alone.
One thing is that, and make no mistake, America can be passive in their entertainment, and the phrase is, they'll eat what we feed them. If a network picks up on this World Baseball and starts really pushing it in our face, it's going to succeed because people are going to say, this is successful because they're giving it to us on a big television station. So I think if media gets behind it, if there is already a base of people that like it, I think it could be huge.
It's fun to watch. It really is. It's a great event.
It's also the perfect time because spring training, people are excited for baseball season to be here. Mm-hmm. But spring training baseball is not entertaining.
And here's a little trivia.
A real baseball diehard.
Mm-hmm. A little trivia for you, Rob. Both Mr. Soroka and Mr. O'Mara attended a spring training game yesterday. I was there with the Little League of South Fort Myers, where they had a special, and we bought tickets, Mrs. O'Mara, me, and my son, and we were out in the bleachers, and then after, I think, an inning and a half, yeah. I'm so well versed in spring training games. I do what's called the walk around. Now we were pretty close to capacity in that little spring training park, otherwise referred to as JetBlue Park down here. But I did the walk around.
It's a good sized park and it's a pretty park. I would compare it to a much shinier, newer version of where the Prince William Cannons play.
Yeah, it's minor league baseball. Yeah, it is. And
the walk around works in major league baseball as well.
Yeah, the walk around we're talking about is you have crappy seats and then you do the walk around and you scope it out from a distance.
Sure.
Initially, you see if there's a big area of green. They were capacity at JetBlue Park here, so it was hard to do. So we did our walk around and then the the row of, I think these are for handicapped people, right up at the top of the box seats. There were 3 seats there. And then I didn't see any apparent handicapped people there.
Well, were they at the top of steps?
They put them, yeah.
Because that would explain it.
Some room for wheelchairs. How was your limp walking in?
Yeah, your fake limp.
Oh, I think about the handicap parking as well. You know, where, you know, if I start to twitch or something.
Sure. Yeah.
I think many people that go to events have thought about lying to the, you know, the person about the handicap parking.
Of course.
You
know, yeah. Say,
I've tried to call the injury chip a couple of times. My knee is killing me.
How dare you question me?
I could slide in there? Yes.
I've served America for years as a broadcaster.
Right. Let me in. So we sat there for like two or three innings, and then the game, the energy.
Yeah.
Was kind of meh, and we beat feet. And the real reason I wanted to go yesterday was to acquire the overpriced hat, spring training Irish St. Patrick's Day hat.
Yes, that for tomorrow.
That my son had got what had given to him by Kyle and Christine, these wonderful parents who actually purchased the boys these hats. They're incredibly generous, and I was jealous of my kid's hat. I really was. In fact, let me go. You talk amongst yourselves. I'll show you this hat. You know, this hat is a masterpiece.
All right.
Yes. What do you have?
Well,
what
I
do
understand have? Because I had the same.
And it's
thing
in his car.
That, let me see.
Well, I just realized it's in my car. Is I had to make sure I got a Pete Alonso jersey because okay, I was excited on about Pete Alonso.
Yeah. I'm glad you have that in your car. Was that in the glove box?
Everything. Rob, there's a cooler in the back seat filled with fish. Everything's in my car.
Filled with fish. That merits its own discussion. But
to do with me. I sent Owen and Kelly went on a fishing charter.
You saved it. Okay. So did you eat anything at the game before it got called?
No, because I was going to go get some boogs, and then the rain came before I got a chance to get there. And then
so
the
boogs is on
ridiculous.
The. They do boogs in preseason in like other locations.
They do. They come down, and I don't know where else you could get pit beef in Florida, but you can get it there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be very native. But Boog himself is not there.
Generally not. Cal was there. Cal threw out the first pitch yesterday.
And then did he do a walk around?
He did. He did do a walk around. Yes.
I know he likes the ladies, Cal does. Right. So, Mike, did you get anything to eat at the ballgame?
That was a waste of time right there. That's for sure.
Discussion?
I'm talking about I'm trying to find his hat. You know, hell he puts crap in this house, you never know. It's a kid. Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah. What did you eat at the ballgame, Mike?
What did I? Did I eat anything at the ballgame? Oh, yeah. Well, I drank stuff, and it wasn't alcohol. There was a lemonade stand that had a slushy of half lemonade and half watermelon that is the most refreshing drink slushy thing I have ever enjoyed in my
life. Sounds great.
It was spectacular. And, right now, we don't buy a lot of food. I think ballpark food is so incredibly overpriced now that I don't have why buy for $20 something you could get for $5 in a grocery store and something that's going to give you indigestion at 3 o'clock in the morning? I don't, I'm not interested in that. So
did you know that when the Orioles do preseason, there is a mobile Boogs organization that sells barbecue at the park?
Oh,
I just found
that
up from
Josh.
I did not
know
that.
Legal seafoods and stuff. Yeah. Oh, here we go. All right. I've got the greatest ripoff in spring training, Josh Soroka.
Okay.
What is it called? Oh, God, I got to get their name right. I think it's called the Main Shack, and they offer a lobster roll here because it's that New England thing that they have.
Yeah,
and that's different than like the Cousins Main Lobster, which is like the food trucks they have down here.
No, but this is sort of a food truck they have as well. $38. $38. There ought to be a firing squad involved in that, to be honest.
There
with
is
you.
No way they should sell any food that costs more than a decent ticket. That's a problem. That's bad news.
He should open up next to Dermglow.
Yeah, well, they're $21.
Right.
And that's
$38's ridiculous. It's taken
insane.
It's taken advantage of the people who are either out of state and they're like, oh, I don't get this unless I go back home.
Yeah,
or
main seafood.
Yeah.
Bastards. There we go. And
idiots that say, I think that's a fair price. No. I think that's fair.
It's lobster.
You know, And we're at a ball game. Ooh.
Now, what I did have to eat at the ball game is I carried in a sumo orange.
Oh, so good for you. Orange. Good for you. Another fine sponsor we don't have. That's awesome. That's exciting.
How many did you buy, Josh? You sent me a picture of quite a few in your shopping cart.
Eight. It's the only thing I bought when we went to Publix.
Well, I might be, you know, I might be venturing out and doing it again today. We will take a break and come back with, hey, that fabulous Oscar news. We'll do that right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I want to talk about Pesty. Let's face it, bugs bug everybody, and everybody has to deal with them. If bugs are even a minor problem in and around your home, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. It's getting warmer. Spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking to find somewhere to hang out. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house.
Yes.
Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control at an affordable price. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I used it last year. It's sensational. I'm using it this year. It remains sensational. No ants. Ants are always an issue in my neighborhood. And this, in 10 minutes, got me a whole season ant-free. It's crazy. This stuff is great.
You know what we have down here? We got the fire ants.
Oh, they're bad.
Those are nasty. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and scorpions. The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions, and you can complete your application in less than 10 minutes. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Thanks, Rob, in case somebody didn't know about the number 10.
I just like to have something to do.
You do not have to worry. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee for your money back, or your money back, not for your money back. Let me start again.
Please.
Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's P-A-S. I'm sorry, P-E-S. Let me remind that again. Follow up, you see him? Reading it too fast. Slow down, old broadcaster. That's pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't know that was the out cue. Sorry.
We're a well-oiled machine, aren't we? We really are.
Rob,
all right, here
Rob,
we go.
I'll give you a clue. The out clue, it's always ends with the logo real big.
Okay. And then how does that happen? Maybe you could try to say an out cue, but it might not go well.
Yeah, I struggled over an out cue. I had I was shoving oranges in my mouth during the commercial.
Oh,
the,
you took a sumo break.
Yeah.
We have the, because I didn't watch it, we have the Oscar results here. Best Picture, one battle after another. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson, one battle after another. That's
now,
the Best Director.
Did you know, Mike, that P.T. Anderson, he's a Nepo baby?
Oh, really?
Do you know who his father is?
Wes?
Ernie.
No.
Yes?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a movie that won 3 Oscars.
Best actor, Michael B. Jordan, 2 roles in Sinners. Best actress, Jessie Buckley in Hamnet. Did anybody, either one of you, watch Hamnet? Did you see that one?
It's not kosher.
I didn't see anything nominated.
I saw one battle after another. Kind of weird.
And Train Dreams. You saw Train Dreams.
Train Dreams?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, wasn't that the real depressing one about the logger?
Oh, that's right. Yes, I saw Train Dreams. I did.
It really stuck with you.
Yes, none of them did.
I saw Frankenstein.
Best Supporting Actor, Sean Penn in One Battle After Another. Very odd character. Best Supporting Actress, I saw this one. I guess I saw a lot of movies that won Oscars.
Yeah.
Amy Madigan was about as scary in the movie Weapons as anybody could be. I'm glad she got the Oscar for that.
Still manages to look stunning.
And here's the trivia question. Amy Madigan played what girlfriend in what famous movie, Rob Spiegel? A comedy, a famous comedy.
I can almost
Uncle
picture.
Buck. She's Shanice.
That's right. She is Shanice.
She's Shanice.
Hello.
Best Animated Feature, K-Pop Demon Hunters. Best Original Song, Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters. Best Original Score, Sinners. Best Original Screenplay, Sinners. Best Adapted Screenplay, One Battle After Another. Seems like two movies got everything. Yeah. Best Production Design, Frankenstein. There it is. Makeup and Hairstyling for Frankenstein also.
Boo.
Visual Effects, Avatar, Fire and Ash. Best Film Editing, One Battle After Another. Best Cinematography, Sinners, and the best sound goes to the racing movie F1. There you are. Any questions?
You know what's really satisfying about that is that Timothy Chalamet didn't win.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like when he doesn't win.
I like when he is all but coronated the week leading up to the Oscars and then nothing. I like that.
That is fun. Just like I laugh every time I watch the show The Pit, because Rob and I both hate the same character.
Yes.
Who's supposed to be the all-knowing, all-seeing character in The Pit. I forgot what her character's name is.
The blonde nurse.
The blonde chief nurse. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. With the eyebrows up above her, you know. Oh, I know. there is a rumor going around on social media that Target is planning to stop selling toys. This is, not a few years ago. I mean, I was in Target. That was my toy store.
Yeah.
But it's only half true. Earlier this month, Target announced a strategic plan for a new chapter of growth. And one of the highlights is that they plan on expanding their focus on groceries and beauty. I don't get that. That doesn't make sense to me.
You want to see a beautiful woman eating a hot dog.
Exactly.
That's groceries and beauty.
But it does if you walk inside a Target, because that's what they are. A giant grocery store and then a Ulta inside them as well.
This is true. But I'll tell you something. I remember Walmart and Target were the two locations where I would take my son just to walk the toy aisle. That's what he liked to do.
Walmart is too disorganized, so you got to go to Target.
To make room at Target, they will streamline their stores. They will cut down some sections and offer a more curated selection of products. Well, that means they're going to Walmart it, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
I think it means they're going to let the crap go to Five Below. And they're going to focus on the Lego, the name brand stuff.
Okay, that's interesting.
Are they also cutting out adult toys? Because I just
ever expanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And batteries.
Just look for the section that says prostate health. The categories facing cuts include sporting goods. Well, that's okay, because Target never had real sporting goods.
That's always been bad, yeah.
Toys and electronics. I agree with the electronics. There was never anything worthwhile in the electronics of Target. Making room for more grocery, health, baby, and beauty products. So they aren't phasing out toys completely. It just seems like they're moving away from being an everything store, and they believe their future is better off bringing people in for more recurring purchases. So there's that.
Don't cut back on their LPs. I like that you can still go and browse a few records there and actually hold them in their hands. And Target editions of records have been really great. So I hope they keep selling albums.
That's going to keep their bottom line doing well.
Yeah, with the prices they charge, it will.
Let me see. People on social media are losing it. One person said, "No, I have a hard enough time buying toys as it is." Someone said, "Great, so we really won't be going to Target anymore." So there are people that are pissed off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amazon is everything. I got my spoon.
Both of those comments are from the blonde charge nurse on Pit.
With her eyebrows up there. We got to get the character's name. We really do. Hulu has put a stake through the heart of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the reboot. Sarah Michelle Gellar made the announcement on social. She thanked Oscar winner Chloe Zhao of Hamnet and Nomadland fame, who was going to direct it. Ryan Kira Armstrong, the 16-year-old actress who was supposed to lead the show, posted a picture of what her character would have looked like. She said, quote, "I'm really proud of what we did." Well, I guess they didn't do anything if they didn't make it.
No, sure.
Well, I think the old show.
Oh, I'm sad you guys won't be able to see it, but it doesn't take away from the amazing experience that I had. I guess they killed it after they made it.
You can make a huge deal out of something that never mattered.
They wrote the script. They started working on costume and makeup, and then it never happened. So she's proud of all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
maybe somebody else will pick it up. Isn't that the way it works in Hollywood? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care. Mm. I didn't watch the Oscars. It's been more than 40 days. It's hard to believe that since Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy, was abducted, and the public still hasn't been given too many details, but we got a little nugget just before the weekend. Chris Nanos, the sheriff of Pima County, Arizona, said the police know why Nancy was abducted. And he added that the suspect could strike again. But Nanos didn't name a suspect or reveal the motive. Well, that,
What's the point?
I mean,
if you're
strange.
Not going to reveal it, don't say you have it,
and
because it just pisses people off.
And don't say he's going to strike again.
Yeah. This is some weird. Look, I watch enough Dateline to know that cops screw up all the time with this. So they didn't reveal the motive. We're still in the dark regarding that. This at least makes it sound like the authorities are less in the dark than we are. Well, that's fine, but
I would hope so.
What's going on?
The sheriff said, two guesses of what it might be.
The motivation?
Yeah, it could be gambling debts or trouble with the HOA.
You mean her? That's too soon, Rob.
Is it?
I apologize
if it's too soon.
The sheriff said it would be silly to tell people what he knows because it would just encourage the spreading of rumors and conspiracy theories. If a sheriff is worrying about rumors and conspiracy theories, how about you work on solving the crime? That's my opinion.
Mike, I don't do this often, but a request. Could you, for a moment, inhabit the being of the sheriff talking about it being silly, but be Uncle Cartoon?
We don't want any conspiracy theories. I know what it is, but I'm not going to tell you.
We don't
have a clue.
It's silly, isn't it?
Yeah. Gambling debts. You're a knucklehead. You're a knucklehead. I love to laugh. Oh, that's right. Okay. Fantastic. Where's the cell phone camera? Come on now. Boy, I have more energy for that than I normally do.
I think we'll be ending the show early.
According to a new study, your brain's attention span does not hold steady. It is constantly flickering, even within seconds.
Mike?
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw a fly.
You must stay focused.
Even when it seems like you're focused, your brain is actually vulnerable to distractions around 7 times every second. Wow. Most of the time, your brain is able to tune them out, but any one of them could divert you, and you can't really prevent it. Even when you know a distraction is coming and where it will appear, human brains cannot fully override these vulnerability windows. The brain's architecture makes a brief openness unavoidable. So I guess we get distracted a bunch of. I think that's valid to me. But what does it say? How many times? 7 times.
Every 7 seconds.
No, 7 times every second.
Well, that's like our senses for like safety. I think of knowing what's going around us.
Fight or flight.
Yeah, you know who is never distracted is a charge nurse, Dana Evans, who works in the emergency room in Pittsburgh's hospital, the Pit.
And almost quit last year, and then she came back.
She came back, and thank God, because with that computer shut down, where are your clipboards?
And by the way, the plot line of somebody quitting and then coming back is so good they brought it back this year. I am so tired of that on the Pit, that he's going on his little motorcycle vacation. Stop it. Please stop it.
This, one of the strengths of the show is also its greatest weakness, is the fact that it's like 24. It's in real time.
It is, yeah.
And
it's a great just show. Have
him
I like
yeah,
show.
It is, but have him take his trip and come back. I don't want 8 hours of him saying, oh, I knew this had to happen today. And then his eyebrows go up.
Exactly. And I like the show, and they're kind of teasing the people that like the show with the main character leaving the show, and I don't care for that. I don't like that. I don't.
Do you like it, Damone? I don't like it.
I don't like that. Here is a great criminal life hack. If you're planning on committing a major crime.
I'm listening.
This is funny. I don't know where people get this information or what they're thinking about, but it's weird. Wear an extra finger. Wear an extra finger so that any video evidence of you is inadmissible in court because it looks AI generated. That's you know clever. How sometimes a hand yeah. you'll see yes. six fingers on?
Yeah.
That is, if you want to take legal... Hold on just a second. God, I was supposed to mute my phone.
That's the lobster roll place.
Let me see.
We've got it down to $29 for you. Come by anytime.
Turn it off!
Is that a customized ring for somebody? It's not common.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Here's a great criminal life hack. I told you about that already. Yeah. Why go with 15 fingers per hand? That should get you out of all kinds of trouble. And please do not follow legal advice coming from this show. That's the
Mike, that reminds me of something that I've always found very funny. When Mel Brooks got his hands put in cement at the Chinese Theater in yes. Hollywood, he didn't tell anyone this. But that morning, he went to a very, very noted Hollywood makeup person, and they fused a sixth finger on his hand. That if you just glanced at it, it looked natural. So if you see Mel's handprints at the Chinese theater, one of the hands has an extra finger.
Almost like when I got the vampire teeth when we went to that Halloween
yes,
party.
Exactly. Yeah, it's
from
fun.
Our dentist actually put a bonded vampire tooth on me. Yes, Josh, mm-hmm. were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to say I just wear gloves that are too small. Whenever I want to do crimes. That's
yes,
my plan.
So you get acquitted. Nice and simple, that's it. So I get brilliant, acquitted. Brilliant idea. That, there you go.
Good that's, callback.
Yeah, from 50 years ago.
It's a MAGA callback. It's a MAGA callback.
It's a MAGA callback.
Yeah. Josh also wears shoes that are too big for him. Gift from the president.
Finally, today, one of the stereotypes of Florida is that it's packed with drunk elderly people driving golf carts around, and it's not true. A 65-year-old man in Florida named James Pranty called 911
Pranty
earlier this month after his wife fell out of their golf cart, hit her head, and was unconscious. When the cops arrived, they noticed that James appeared intoxicated. He admitted that they had been partying at the club.
Oh, the club. Everyone loves it.
Since noon. It was around 9 p.m. at the time. And he failed sobriety tests. He was arrested and charged with DUI with serious bodily injury. Thankfully, his wife should be okay. She's in the hospital in stable condition.
Great.
They were not on a golf course at the time. This was a regular street, so officials are reminding people that you can't drive anything after you've been drinking. It's dangerous for you and everyone around you. If you added up, and I'm being serious here, if you added up the unreported cases of drunken golf cart accidents down here, I believe it would tally in the millions, and I am not exaggerating.
I pulled over once to help a drunk lady back into her golf cart because she crashed into the bushes.
It's constant. It's constant. And I'm talking about not necessarily being thrown out, but having it land on top of you.
Yeah.
I know that story from like a couple of months ago. Somebody
they're hard. They're
happen.
Easier to flip than a Subaru, are they not?
Not if you're driving it. We'll be right back, everybody. Take it from me, it is the best time of year to relax and cozy up with a great bottle of wine. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a wine club that directly connects you to the world's best independent winemakers so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. That's six bottles of wine for just $39.99. How do they do it? Naked Wines brings you amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in a store. By cutting out extra costs like middlemen markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality. Such a deal! Get the best wine at the best price with Naked Wines. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in the code TMOS for both the code and the password for $100 off your first order. That's six bottles for only $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off your first six bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. Just remember to use the code and password TMOS for six bottles of wine for $39.99. Thank you, Mike. You're welcome,
hey.
Mike. Thank
hey,
you.
Mike,
yeah, what?
When we go to the spots, do you ever watch the little preview videos that are underneath the screen of the stuff that is not actually being carried by the show?
No.
You have the preview. I was watching Josh. He's
my orange.
He was eating a sumo like it was his job.
I mean,
shoving it in his mouth.
Yeah, I had a minute and 20 seconds to finish it.
It was great.
I've been ignoring the man. Oh man. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the comments today. We got a ton of them. Yeah. Drunk sex in a golf cart was the last thing that was written on the comments for me. Mm. I never had the pleasure. But the
only...
You mean like the... well, it doesn't have a tailpipe.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
But, you know, sure. Anybody knows you can put your Schwanstucker anywhere you want.
Mike, really, they almost always have a cup holder.
Oh, hey, big boy.
Yeah.
How about you? Look at you.
Look at me.
The only moment, and I was sharing this with somebody over the weekend when I may have been having an adult beverage or two. Sure. I said that the one time that I was involved and, okay. All right, Carla. Thank you. Carla says, please, you know, it makes me nervous when I'm in the middle of the show and she says, please call me when you get off the air.
Well, Mike, all she wants to do is congratulate you.
That is really distracting for me because 7 times per second I get distracted.
No, it's
Mike,
being
she just wants to congratulate. No, she wants to congratulate you on another perfect show.
All right,
and she does every day. Oh, you're calling her now?
I'm just saying, okay. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
All right.
People should know that Carla is Mike's wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that. I really don't like that.
What was today's approval?
I'm not quite sure. That completely throws me off the rails. It really, really does.
Is it better if she does that or calls you not knowing you're on the air?
It's better. You know, I know you can't relate because...
my mic just fell.
Settle down, Josh. No. Just because my marriage is in ruins doesn't mean you need to break the equipment.
No, you're late because it's like they Carrie can't bother you where you are. That's what you like. You love that she can't bother you where you are. And
she could text me. She could text me. I got text from my kids this morning. That's nice.
All right.
They love me. My children.
Okay. All right, I just got to bring something to her office. That's it. The golf cart story. This is my drunken golf cart story that I had.
Okay.
I was, and by the way, I am not trying to make excuses for bad behavior, but I am telling the truth that there was medication involved. I was on antibiotics, and I believe certain antibiotics do not mix with alcohol. Would that be accurate?
Yeah.
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 Never stopped me, but it was always a risk.
I had a chest cold, and I still went out and played golf and then gathered with my mates. This is at the old place. This is at Cocoonville.
Okay.
And I gathered with my mates after the fact, and I was told by bartenders when I owned a bar that you can kind of self-medicate by sipping Grand Marnier when you have a cold.
And I remember this era in your life.
Now, the problem with Grand Marnier is it's essentially hard liquor. It's cognac, flavored cognac. And infused
cognac, very sweet. It's a key ingredient in my fruitcake, to be honest.
It's very, very powerful stuff, and it's mm-hmm. very dangerous. So the combination of the cold, the antibiotic for the chest cold that I had, and the Grand Marnier resulted in something, a golf cart moment that I am not proud of. And this is how the story goes. We're at the other house in Cocoonville.
Right.
Carla says that one of the very nice waitresses from the country club knocks on her door, and I'm talking about maybe 7:30 in the evening.
That's
when you've played golf at like noon.
Yeah, that's a long day.
That's a long day, right?
Yeah.
Knocks on the door, and Carlos says, is everything all right? She said, I brought your husband back in his golf cart, and that would have been fine, but he said, and he's refusing to get out of it.
Oh, no.
That's what I did. I was the next day in a great deal because you might be surprised. I didn't remember a lot of what had gone on at that.
Did Carla ever even just sort of approximate the mood you were in or the tenor of your voice when you were refusing to get out?
It was something where it was kind of nonsensical. That's.
Oh, you were in that land. Okay.
That's the land. And let me tell you, you know, you and I can both agree that's a substance I would be better off if it never existed, to be perfectly honest with
you. The best way to consume it, unless you're baking with it, is to put like a tablespoon on a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Classy, nice dessert.
Are you talking about Grand Marnier?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not drink five glasses of it.
If you drink a snifter that's full to the brim, that's not as good.
No. If you drink anything that constitutes hard alcohol in large quantities, you're asking for serious problems.
And also the fact is, after you had your, I'd say, 1.5 Grand Marniers, you're probably buying into the fact that this is helping my health. I'm medicating myself. Yeah. So fill her up.
It didn't work. And then I've had, when I've had moments like that, I've had friends of mine, when I would return to them, say, I thought I should stay, but I just couldn't. I thought I could stay and help you, but I really couldn't. I could not do it. So that's funny.
I would have just left you in the golf cart in the driveway.
She was very, very nice. To do that, I'm not sure how she got back. I think Carla gave her a ride back in a car.
When the waitress arrived, was her hair mussed and her blouse askew?
Stop it. No.
Okay. That's not okay. No, you don't want to
do that. I would describe the word that would fall into the category would be helpless. Yeah. I was probably helpless. I could have probably been dispatched and thrown into a shallow grave in that particular.
You have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
It's terrible. It's terrible to consume something where you don't, where you really don't remember what you did or where you were.
You know, today, me, sober 4 years, I can tell you where I was every day of those 4 years. Before that, not so much, but since then.
It's the worst. And Josh, you've never gotten to the point where you blacked out, right? Did you? Or have you?
No.
Party or something.
Nope. I've never been more than two beers. Never been deep.
Have you ever fallen to the ground?
Going to heaven.
Yeah.
I have overtaken the gummies to the point where I can't move from where I'm sitting.
Yeah. There you go. But they're not going to, make you refuse to get out of a golf cart. When we come back, I want to hear about Southwest Airlines because anything that, this is gross stuff in the news. We will do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Folks, I'm not getting any younger. In fact, none of us are. It seemed like energy crashes at 2 p.m. became my new normal. So naturally, I went down to the internet rabbit hole and started Googling symptoms like a hypochondriac, low T kept coming up. Here's the thing. Doctors act like testosterone replacement therapy is no big deal. Just weekly shots for the rest of your life. Cool. Thanks, doc. Then you dig deeper and you realize what you're actually signing up for. $3,000 a year to shut down your body's natural production forever. Terrifying. So I'm making things easier on my body the natural way. I'm taking Mars Men, a natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. Mars Men is like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. It gives me more consistent energy, stronger lifts, and better focus. It's a steady drive all day, not the quick spike you get from caffeine or injections. Plus, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check it out. Check out the reviews on the website and see for yourself. For a limited time, TMOS listeners get 50% off for life plus free shipping and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to start feeling strong right away. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that TMOS sent you.
I got a day, sometimes when I'm reading the comments during the commercial breaks, it makes me laugh. So Scoob writes, depression can cause alcoholism. And then Daniel Thurber writes, stay happy, Scoob. thanks for sharing that. By the way, commenters, if you want to drop us a super chat, that would be very, very appreciated. We always appreciate the super chats on the show, especially from people that write depressing things like depression can cause alcoholism. You think? Any Irish family in the world, you can do that.
I always heard that alcoholism cured depressionism.
Depressionism. Depression. That's a new word. No, I think that, look, I was around many, many people that love their booze. And I think if you were to ask me what one of the primary reasons is that people drink, I think loneliness. I think loneliness has a lot to do with social, social awkwardness and loneliness are the two biggest reasons I think people, you know.
I agree.
Let's see. Spola 33 writes, I have episodes stacked up and I'm in the middle of episode 3590. With that being said, this money is for a new set of barbed hooks or a nice chuck roast or maybe even a new Moody Blues record. Is he talking to you, Rob Spiewak?
The Moody Blues record is definitely me.
Barbed hooks for Michael for fishing, probably.
Yeah, that'd be fishing. Okay.
And chuck roast for, I guess, Josh.
Well, Josh, wouldn't you?
Don't you love chuck roast?
I don't know what chuck roast is.
Yeah, it's kind of vague, isn't it?
Let's get to the Southwest Airlines thing before we dwell on the comments anymore. Thank you,
Mike. I think that in the few times I've been to a movie theater in the past few years, it's less sticky, less dirty. They seem to do a better job of keeping them clean. And maybe it's because they're not getting used as much. But I don't like a sticky environment. It's one of the reasons I don't like the Charlestown Casino. Their roulette chips are sticky. But
yeah, and that's always been to me before I moved down here. I was up there a lot at that joint. Always seemed like they could maybe do a little better job of, you know, fumigating and disinfecting that particular. And I think we've been to casinos all over America where, you know, you got the ones that are pristine and clean that are usually those big, beautiful, overpriced Las Vegas joints. And then the people that, you know, don't really, you know, hygiene is number two.
Then you got the Big Easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always wondered how they wash the chips. Do they run them through a giant dishwasher? For poker chips,
do they sanitize them
at all?
When you're talking about casinos, I think a lot of the stuff like chips, cards, all that is destroyed quite often.
I know the cards are destroyed. They usually drill a hole through them and get rid of them. Mm-hmm. But I think the chips, they shake them in pancow breadcrumbs. That's how they clean them. And then they use the same breadcrumbs at the snack bar. It all works out.
I really don't know. I know that cards are chucked out all the time, but as far as the chips, the sticky chips, that's pretty nasty stuff.
It is nasty. But I think another good sticky environment is an airplane. And Southwest Airlines is trying something out that really turns my stomach. You know, they don't really do a great job cleaning out an airplane in between runs as
a
rule.
The turnaround time on an airliner is simply too fast to adequately take care. And when you see the people getting on airplanes now, it's so disgusting. It's so gross.
And
right?
I really think you're taking your life in your hands if you reach into the pocket in the seat in front of you, because there could be Kleenexes or a syringe or I don't know what all, as Andy Griffith would say. But Southwest Airlines is now, during the turnaround, only cleaning premium seats. The ones up front and the ones with extra legroom that you pay money for, and they're leaving the others alone. And that is...
I bet that other airlines were already doing that.
I imagine,
but the fact that it's an official policy and knowing that when you enter a Southwest airline, let's say you're in a real choice seat, like row 38. I've been there. As you walk further back in the plane, it's going to get dirtier and stickier and worse because all the preferred seats are up front. I just paid $39 to get an aisle seat. $39 just to get a seat on the aisle. And so, luckily, if I was Southwest, it would be clean. But can you imagine?
Is there really, Rolando, is there really an airline named 9/11 Airlines?
That can't be real.
He says 9/11, a horrible name for an airline, reminds me of that tragic. I have no idea, but that jumped off the page. Here's what
I
think.
That's like an Emo Phillips joke.
They are trying to train us to do it, to do their job for them. So I think that really when you get on an airline, and I think probably I should do this myself. I'm enough of a germaphobe where I would like to do it, where you just take your own disinfecting wipes, a little packet of them, and you know, you swab down your chair.
A lot of times they'll hand you one. Yeah. They'll hand you a big, like, special sized disinfecting wipe. And I like the people
Rolando,
that say,
sorry doesn't explain yourself. Bad joke.
It's
terrible.
Not real. Yeah, it's not a real hairline.
Well, what was it's that making, bad a joke that it was like, I'm a moron. I shouldn't pay attention to it. All right, I'm turning it off.
I enjoy the comments. People that when they're offered the self-cleaning wipe, they decline it. Like, no, that's all right. I'm right. Okay without it. But just be aware, folks, the next time you're on Southwest and you want to reach down in that pocket to find like a copy of Hemispheres magazine, you're likely to find a half-eaten Tootsie Pop or a tissue.
It's disgusting.
Just be careful. It's no good.
You know how they talk about now we're distracted seven times every second?
Yeah.
If you look above Josh's head, you can see that beautiful Florida sky, and you can see the clouds actually moving by.
Yeah.
As he does. Do you see that, Rob? Can you see that where it's like moving? Isn't that?
They'll move faster if he gets his hair out of the way.
And it just looks like he's doing it. Doesn't it almost look like he's on a movie set and he's driving? And he's doing that thing right now?
Yeah, really, I can see that.
Like I'm supposed to pretend to drive.
I am Mr. ADD today. Now, it's ridiculous.
And I looked it up. 9/11 Airlines. It's a Norm Macdonald joke.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I apologize.
Well done, Rolando.
Thanks. Thanks for stopping the show. We'll be back with beautiful video to wrap things up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing hits home like home cooking. And HelloFresh makes it unbelievably easy to enjoy feel-good, flavor-packed meals night after night after night. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a kitchen wizard, but let's be honest, there isn't always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It brings everyone to the table with meals that are simple, satisfying, and perfect for busy weeknights. Choose from over 100 recipes every week featuring cuisines from around the world. Bigger portions to keep everyone happy. You'll find more than 35 high-protein options weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1-friendly recipes. Enjoy meals with 3 times the seafood at no extra cost. Or elevate dinner with new grass-fed steak ribeyes that are guaranteed to impress. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh. My whole family loves it. You should, too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. That is a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. HelloFresh.
Without a doubt. Like that. Some beautiful video.
That,
Jerry Todd.
He's going to play a jingle.
George Michael.
How come you're tight with that one?
I was reminded by Josh a way to know when the out cue was.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And it's going to be better from now on. So.
I will tell you this, that regarding the HelloFresh commercial, easiest one I've ever read. That's just a little joke. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make... I blame Rolando on all of this.
Well, yeah. Really, and you were distracted many times during that. Seven times per second.
Many times. get to the video, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
All right. How about a quick palate cleanser? What if your dog were bagpipes? It might look like this.
How do you not laugh at that?
That's just silly. It is silly.
Silly and fun. I enjoy that.
Two quick showbiz notes. Happy 100th birthday to Jerry Lewis today, but perhaps more notably, tonight is the night, Mike. Tonight is the big night that I get up close and personal with the Midnight Idol. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Newton.
Ooh, you're going to the show.
Mr. Las Vegas, up close and personal. Friday, March 13th, Miller Theater. Unlike any show Mr. Las Vegas has done before, hear never-before-told stories of one of the most celebrated entertainers of all time, as well as singing crowd favorites and playing an assortment of instruments he has perfected over the years. Purchase tickets online at MillerTheaterAugusta.com or at the Miller Theater box office. Wayne Newton, live.
Rob.
Yes? Right,
Rob, I have to ask you, how old is Wayne now?
He's 80. I think he's 80, yeah.
That's how he's perfected so many instruments.
That's incredible.
I know that about 40 years ago you saw him enter on stage in a spacesuit. I don't think we're going to be getting that tonight.
No.
But I will be excited when he gets out his white violin to play the Orange Blossom special.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. Yeah. Back in the day, when I saw him, it was at the where he was still filling that ballroom.
The Sahara, right?
No, it was the Hilton. It was, the Hilton. The place that Elvis used to play. Right. And he was still in it, and he came out in a spacesuit. Lots of fun.
It's going to be great.
I love that you've gone to two. This will be your second concert, one with little kids and now one with grandparents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. And also, I had to run an ad from the Friday show because, of course, in Fort Lauderdale, it's a total sellout. No need to run a commercial.
Congratulations. Looking forward to it. Tomorrow, a review of the Wayne Newton Show.
I will have my phone charged and ready to videotape just like I do at an HOA meeting.
Yeah. You know, maybe you get backstage and
I've already put in a request. I've put in a request. And, you know, the last time we spoke to him, he was pretty great. Remember when you and I did the interview? Yeah. He was fun.
He was very, very accommodating and very, very nice. And enjoy that show. Yeah, I feel like you're, even though you don't know it, you're taking one for the team with that.
I hope they don't have filling up all of the handicap spots because a lot of my fans, they don't walk as
when he
good
says
as they
up close and personal. How many? What's the venue? I know you know things like
it's
that.
It's the same place where I saw Lori Berkner. It's about a 1,200 seat hall in Fort Lauderdale with really great acoustics. So if Lori Berkner sounds good, it'll sound good.
Bring a beach ball.
I don't think so.
Everybody, watch out! I'm going to throw beach balls into the crowd.
Everybody,
Mike,
Sherry.
How long since you've made butter?
Oh my God! I think I'm making it right now. As a matter of fact, that's
you know
so
you
gross.
Can make
I just
it when...
grossed my I just grossed my, myself out. There you go. Sorry about that,
Mike. You can make butter while you run. Let's see how.
Okay.
Last time you made butter and ran simultaneously.
It's been a while.
You may be asking yourself why. The real question is why not?
She's putting cream in a plastic bag.
Yeah,
double bagging it.
You're going to bounce up and down.
Right, and putting it in her backpack. Oh, and she's also got a stain that assists her somehow. There.
Let's make some butter.
Gross.
Yeah, you hear that? That's the sound of butter churning. All right, 2.5 miles in, we're going to do a butter check here in a second.
Butter check!
Ooh. Still not quite where we would like it to be, so we're gonna keep on churning and burning. Mile 4. She's getting real creamy in there.
People
just
are
finished
idiots.
5.5 miles, almost. Not
That's
quite.
How long
Let's
it takes.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to see. I bet it's really good after 5.5 miles.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Look at that. All right.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now we have to juice the butter.
That's plenty. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You know, you don't have to wear a backpack, Mike.
No.
You can keep it
in
your pants.
I bet you've made your own butter, haven't you?
I never have.
I
know. I know that if you whip cream too long, it becomes butter. If you don't,
I have made my own butter, and we went on a kick with it. Where Carla was baking bread, and she was making her own butter and making her own jam and all that, and that lasted maybe 10 minutes.
But it was a great time, wasn't it?
Oh, sunnier days. Yes,
Mike. Let's close with this. Maybe you've wondered, or some people have wondered, what's it like inside my head? I found a piece of tape that sort of explains the way it is in my head. And Josh, I would like for you to count the number of people that you recognize in this tape, and we'll get a number when we're done, okay? Mike, a trip inside my head.
Tom Adams. Jack Albertson.
Marty Allen.
Steve Allen.
Bessie Arnaz.
Billy Barty.
Rhoda Barrett.
Milton Berle.
Foster Brooks.
Les Brown.
George Burns.
Red Buttons.
Pat Buttram.
John Viner.
Sammy Kahn.
Glenn Campbell.
Jack Carter.
Shadow.
Jenny Corona.
Mike Connors.
Scatman Crothers.
Bill Dana.
Angie Dickinson.
Phyllis Diller.
Jamie Farr.
George Goebel.
Jim Hutton.
David Jansen.
Artie Johnson.
Alan King.
George Kirby.
Don Knotts.
Fred McMurray.
Dean Martin.
Groucho Marx.
Jan Murray.
Wayne Newton.
Vincent Price.
Freddie Prinze.
Don Rickles.
Harry Ritz.
Tully Savalas.
Phil Silvers.
Larry Storch.
Abe Vigoda.
Jimmy Walker. Flip Wilson.
That's it. That's what it's like inside my head.
There's one in there I don't know.
Jim Hutton?
Who was it?
Jim Hutton?
Yeah, Jim Hutton.
An actor, 1960s, sort of a boyish-looking guy. I'm not big on David Jansen, but anyway, that's what it's like inside my head. Josh, how many did you know?
I'd go with two. I'll go with two.
God, who did you know of them?
Don Knotts and Jimmy Walker.
That's Don Knotts and Jimmy Walker. I wouldn't have picked those two. Hey, everybody, listen. This week, stay tuned because we will have a big, big announcement. You know what our announcements are. They're usually you get to do something fun. Yep. We'll be coming up with that big announcement this week, and you want to stay tuned for it. The bonus show subscribers already know what I'm talking about, but we're going to share it with you, and I am very, very excited about it. As soon as we can nail it down for you, we'll let you know, and we'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Josh Soroka in his car and Rob Spiewak in Miami, this is Mike O'Mara in his home studio in Fort Myers, Florida, saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
What the hell's going on here?
Just thought that we're almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
Ha 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 ha! Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon. Ha 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 ha!